It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. Coming up, a coffee table book designed to stimulate conversations about conservation. But first, saguaro, those tall cacti with branching upraised arms that from a distance look like bandits surrendering to the sheriff after a botched bank robbery. The prickly giants are symbols of the Southwest. And as the region's population grows, communities are pressing their residents to use cacti and other native drought-tolerant landscaping to conserve water. But as Mark Brody of member station KJZZ in Phoenix explains, this increased demand has put a lot of heat on the source of supply.
Well, they'll just simply go by and they'll back into it. They'll put their cradle onto it. They'll strap the cradle to it. They'll dig out the bottom, the shallow hole around the roots, and just cut out.
You wouldn't think it would be so easy, but Jim McGinnis says it really is. Arizona's top cactus cop says one person can dig up and haul off a cactus in about a half an hour with the help of a special brace or cradle. And we're not talking about a little barrel cactus here. These are saguaros, up to 15 feet or taller, weighing upwards of 600 pounds, and don't forget the needles. According to the World Wildlife Fund, the Chihuahuan Desert of West Texas has lost almost 100,000 of varied succulents that grow there. Fish and wildlife agents say some valleys in the Southwest may soon not have any cacti at all. Jim McGinnis is the Special Investigation Supervisor for the State Department of Agriculture. He says cacti are stolen out of the desert every day.
There was a federal study done, and they're saying it's about $20 million a year market on the black market for saguaros around this area, around the country. There's individuals that will get a permit to legally remove plants. They'll send their workers out, and the workers go or are instructed to go in a different area. And once they're on the highway, it's really hard to say where they got the plants from.
And McGinnis says it's also very difficult to find out where stolen plants end up and who's taking them. But he does have a few CSI tricks up his sleeve.
You try to locate any evidence that you can. 9 times out of 10, there's no evidence left. I mean, it's just a hole. If we suspect, however, that a certain swirl that showed up somewhere and it was suspect that it came from this particular hole, we can do root sampling to see if that swirl came from this hole.
Those holes aren't just reminders of where cacti used to stand. Diane Barker with the Desert Botanical Gardens in Phoenix says the entire ecosystem is affected when plants are stolen out of the wild.
For one thing, the population of that plant is being decreased. Not only of that plant, but it will not have the ability to bloom and produce seed for future plants of that same species to be germinated. So it not only affects the plant life, but it also affects the animal life as well.
That's because animals, from birds to coyotes, rely on cacti for water and shade. Under Arizona's native plant law, stealing plants that are valued at more than $500 is a felony. While most of the attention has focused on cacti stolen out of the desert, more urban sites have been hit as well.
Back gate over here, the chain on that back gate was cut. There were, the cut link was laying down on the ground. The gate was open. You can see that one piece of pottery sitting outside.
Jim Orovitz is surveying the damage at Summerwind's nursery in Phoenix. His nurseries have just been broken into for the 16th time since the beginning of the year. Orovitz is the loss prevention manager for the nursery's 4 shops in the area. He says thieves have taken an average of $10,000 worth of merchandise from shops around the area. Often it's cacti and other succulents.
If it was somebody breaking onto the property to steal something for a swap meet, they would just break in, grab what they could, and go. But in many of the instances here, particular items have been selected. So that tells me, one, there's an order been placed for the stuff, or they know where they can unload the stuff.
Orovitz is working with other nurseries in the area to figure out where their plants are being unloaded. The thieves are going to great lengths to get their material, cutting phone lines and poisoning guard dogs. Increased population is putting a strain on the West water supply. Jim McGinnis says the demand for desert plants has created not only a thriving legit market, but a black market as well.
You know, with the drought-tolerant plants, and you have a lot of building going on, people want the drought-tolerant plants, and they're looking for saguaro or other cactus. And so people realize that if there's a market for it, it's going to be exploited somehow.
To control the exploitation in Nevada, the National Park Service has gone so far as to implant computer chips in some barrel cacti. That will allow officials to find out if they're being stolen from the Lake Mead area. Officials are confident the chips can stop cactus rustling at the park, but cactus cop Jim McGinnis is less optimistic about the open desert. He compares cactus theft to auto theft, saying as long as there's a market for plants or parts, people will continue to steal both. For Living on Earth, I'm Mark Brody in Phoenix.